Marky, thank you. In Miles West, an overflow of migrant girls has been flown to a newly transformed San Diego Convention Center, where they are undergoing health screenings and being provided other resources, including teachers. But that is sparking some new controversy, with many children across the state still learning remotely due to the pandemic. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu live in San Diego tonight with that part of our coverage. Nancy.
And Rob, hundreds of unaccompanied migrant girls began arriving here in San Diego over the weekend. They are greeted with ample accommodations, a warm welcome, and soon in-person teaching. And that is fueling new criticism of this entire operation. An additional 250 migrant girls arrived at San Diego's Convention Center last night, bringing the current total to 750. The unaccompanied girls are mostly between 13 and 17 years old, transferees from overcrowded detention facilities in Texas and Arizona.
Sad, but also they're like building like a sisterhood among them.
Gretel Rodriguez is among the local volunteers tapped by Health and Human Services to help with this federally funded site. The convention center will eventually handle nearly 1,500 migrant girls. Ahead of the arrival, San Diego's mayor stressed empathy.
It's the right thing to do. These are children. Some of them are very young. They're very vulnerable and they need our help. And what I know about my hometown, San Diego, is that we are a welcoming city. And this is a time for us to prove that.
But controversy and concern are brewing. 70 of the girls are isolated due to positive COVID tests, and plans to soon offer in-person teaching have outraged many, including San Diego supervisor Jim Desmond.
Parents have been reaching out to my office and been very frustrated. The fact that, hey, I can't get my kid to get in-person learning. Why are we doing it to these kids that came across a border without parents and they're here in San Diego County? Why are they getting it right away when our own kids are not?
That question surfaced today at the White House press briefing, where it was noted that San Diego's public school kids are about to transition.
Context is important, and these kids are going back to school for hybrid learning. We of course want that to be 5 days a week, and we're confident we'll get there early next month. And I believe they're also on spring break right now.
Being, you know, a union teacher as well, I understand that there's going to be debates on both sides. I really just think the circumstances in this situation, where you do have positive COVID kids and kids that are on suicide watch, very different scenario.
According to volunteers, many of the girls are scared yet grateful. They are allowed to leave when either reunited with family or placed with a sponsor. After learning of the convention center plan only as it was happening, Supervisor Desmond now worries about what may come after.
This is unsustainable. Once we get to 1,500, we don't have any more room here. And I don't know, and even in July, where the shutoff time is, where else are they going to put these kids?
This one moment in time where the marginalized were taken care of, and you can't sit back and check your privilege right now? Be grateful that that's the least thing you're worried about, is whether someone asks you permission, whether those girls are trying to survive.
The current plan is to only use this convention center for migrant housing through mid-July. Officials expect the average stay per child will range between 30 and 35 days. Live in San Diego, Nancy Liu, News Nation.